Yo, August 18th, 2022, 5 minutes and 6 seconds, Little Scotty Smacks, Chase Scott McDonald, pouring two live and direct. Shit, bro. It's starting to rain, man. It was raining so bad last night, and I got to walk to work, and this morning, I woke up and I'm like, yo, it's not raining. And now it's like sprinkling, but it's all good, man. Very grateful. I just hope that, shit, I didn't bring an extra t-shirt, but it is what it is, man. I will, I'm sure I'll be fine. Yo, what up? Who be watching, man? I usually don't do these publicly. I have them all on my Spotify. You just go to Spotify and type in Inside the Mind of Scotty, or you type in 5 minutes and 6 seconds and you'll find me. excuse me. But yeah, man, we're just walking, bro. See the, they're rebuilding a street there, but I've been watching all this stuff on the Young Thug and Gunna, YSL, the case, bro. And man, it just seems so like so crooked with so much stuff about it, and how they're trying to like convince people that they already have people cooperating, but they don't. I don't know, man, it's weird. The district attorney and the way that they do things in the States is way different. I've only dealt with court stuff in my own personal life here in Canada. And I don't know, man, to be honest, like every time that I've gone to court and had a case against me, whether, I've had so many cases, man. And every time that I've gone to court, man, I can never ever say that I've felt like I was unfairly treated. Do you know what I mean? And I've had public defenders for all my cases. And everything that I've been actually guilty of, like I was guilty of all the weed and the mushrooms. I wasn't trafficking. They gave me a trafficking charge, but I wasn't trafficking. I was just growing it. And they knew that. They realized that, right? And I'm just like, and I've had like, I had a DUI case where I had a seizure driving the vehicle in my car, and they tried to say that I was drunk driving, but I actually had a seizure while I was driving, you know? And they found weed in my car, but I wasn't even smoking. Like, it's funny, like I was, like I say, I wasn't trafficking, but like I was going to deliver that shit, but I wasn't, I don't know, man. I guess I'm kind of being a little bit hypocritical right here, because I mean, when I was working, growing weed, man, that was my pay, bro. Like I didn't get money to grow. Like I got weed, right? And then, you know, I did have some people, excuse me, that I would go around to and get rid of my stuff so I could get some money, right? So I just don't consider myself like a high time trafficker. I was growing for these boys, and they were selling the pounds and pounds and pounds, and I was just getting a pound, maybe 2 pounds every 3 months, you know? And I would, like 3 months, right? Just picture 3 months. A pound of weed here in Canada is like $1,600 for 1 pound. But I break that shit down, bro, like to the point, like, you know what I mean? I'd be selling 3 5s, 7 grams, and that's how I got my money. And I lived in a house that was, you know, full of weed, and the guys that I was growing weed for, they were paying all the bills, right? I just had to have the power in my name, you know? And it was like, yo, you water the plants and you live there for free, essentially, right? But now I got like a $14,000 power bill. This has been like 2 years, bro, since all this shit happened. Almost. Let me think. I left that shit in May 2020. So, yeah, bro, it's been 2 years and a bit. But yeah, man, it's just like crazy. All this fucking shit that goes on, I'd be watching. And I just, it's not like I can feel like getting caught with a gun or getting caught with all that shit, but just the feeling of not knowing what's gonna happen. And you got these pretty heavy charges on you. And fearing like, yo, you going back to jail, bro. I was only in jail once when I was like 23. I don't even know how long I was in there for, man, a couple months. And when I was a kid, I was in youth corrections, juvenile hall, whatever you want to say, for like a month and a half too. So I had my little tastes of the system like that, and man, I never ever want to go back. And nowadays I'm like completely, like, it's crazy to think that tomorrow I'll have two months that no THC in my body. I haven't smoked weed, done anything. And it's been one of the, like, I smoked for 20 years, right? Like, first time I smoked was when I was 12. And I mean, I'm going to be 32, next month. So almost 20 years. I just say 20 cause it just, whatever, 19, whatever you want me to say. But the freedom in my brain that it's given me is, cause I'm not like, I got my stuff from the mailman, right? Like at the end of my weed addiction, bro, I was only smoking shatter, and I got everything in the mail. And I get like a big delivery once a month. I buy like an ounce of shatter every month. And you know what I mean? Try to smoke a gram a day. And some days I smoke more than a gram a day, and I have to ration the shit out of it. And just like all these little extra things that you are dealing with to deal with your addiction, the stressors are now gone. And it's opened up so much in my head, bro. And with me and my girl, she had said to me one day that she was feeling like I was placing more importance on, smoking than I was our relationship. And my girl is beautiful. I love her. She saved me when I had nothing, bro. I literally had a fucking shirt on, pair of pants on, bro. Like, I had nothing, bro. And she met with me one day because I had posted something on Facebook. I'd sent this message to my father. He was like, yo, man, you should share that. It's pretty powerful. So I put it on Facebook, and I got a message from this beautiful girl. And then like a week later, we ended up meeting May 23rd, 2020. And from that meeting, bro, she asked me what I needed. And I told her all I needed was a room and a computer. And then she just, her light bulb went off in her head. Like, she had a room and she had a computer. And that computer gave me the opportunity to create this YouTube channel, which I'm forever grateful for. I'll always have this. I'll never, ever take this for granted. Anybody that sees this, like, I don't put all my 5 minutes and 6 seconds public just because at this point, like I don't even film in public today. I just did just for fun. But I don't even, it's not about that right now for me. Like I'm just documenting because in the long run, all I want to do is help the younger me and try to steer that, be the mentor to the kids that need it at the time and when they need. But I know that I have to completely go through all my stuff in order to get there and to be the example. So when I feel like I am ready and things are where I feel they need to be, like I'll make everything public on YouTube or whatever, but it's all on Spotify. Just, I don't advertise it. Only few people know about it. Like my true homies that I've met around on the internet and stuff, they only know about that shit. And they hit me up, all that good stuff, and let me know what's up. But yeah, man, just forever grateful. Like it doesn't matter how hard, like I cut my own throat. If y'all see that, I cut my own throat when I was in the weed house because I was done, bro. I ate an ounce of mushrooms and I went to space, bro. And I had so much stuff. I couldn't see my son, couldn't see my daughter. Yo, what up? What up, bro? Salute, bro. I can't even say it, bro. Red room or some shit, but yeah, bro. So when I tried to end my life, I was high on mushrooms. I ate an ounce and then I went across the street and I bought a pound and came back to my house and put a bunch in a pot and boiled it. And I started drinking right out of the pot, bro. And I was just in such a fucking, couldn't see my son, couldn't see my daughter. Felt like the world was against me. I only had like 2 more months in this house and then I was gonna be homeless. And I don't know, man, something in my head, bro, I just was like, fuck this, bro, I'm gonna end my life, man. And I don't suggest this to anybody, but like, man, that was the smartest thing I ever did, was to try to kill myself. It was like I ended up killing an old part of me, because everything that has come after this has been, it's been a miracle, man. But like, you just gotta understand that, you know, you gotta put in the work and you gotta have the mindset, because when I realized that I wasn't gonna die, I got scared. And I don't know, man, I got to the hospital, then I got out, and then, you know, things, I ended up meeting my girl, and then I just started to have more and more things to live for, in a sense, on a daily basis. So I just kept pushing. I'm in Canada, bro, right here, bro, headed to work, bro. See, bro, let's see. But yeah, man, so. Oh, there's another car, bro, don't wanna get hit. But yeah, man, so I've had all these extra things that I've been able to gain. Like, I don't have physical possessions, bro. I lost everything. But the things that I did gain off of all of this, bro, the experience, being able to understand myself even better than I was able to before, and humbling myself and taking responsibility for all my actions. And last night, like, I didn't see my son for over a year, and my birthday's next month, bro, and like, bro, I'm gonna get to have my son over at my house for a sleepover for the first time, bro, since I was in the weed house, bro. Like, you know, like, he was out there with me at points, but it's just so ironic how my son, my little boy's 5, bro, and my daughter's gonna be 9, it's just so crazy, man, because I never ever expected it. My son's mother has been, you know, man, we've had our troubles, right? Like, just like anybody else. And that, you know, you break up, you have a kid, you break up and things get messy, right? And she didn't trust me For fair, good reason, you know. I'm not disputing that I wasn't in the wrong for things, but I definitely felt like she definitely turned against me really, really bad at a point. And now she messaged me last night. She's like, "Yo, what are you doing on your birthday?" I said, "I'm probably working." She goes, "Oh," and I said, "Why?" She goes, "Well, I want to go. My other son, she's got another son that's he's 16 now, and he's lives in another province, like 3 hours away from here, and he's doing his driving test, so she wants to go see it. And it's just so ironic that it's on my birthday, and I'm gonna go into my other job tomorrow and put off on September 23 and September 24th, I'm gonna put that off so I can have a sleepover. My son can come over to my house and sleep over. And it's like, I've been wanting this for so long, but just staying patient and, you know what I mean? Just keep going, bro. Keep fucking going, man. And things will happen. Things happen, bro. Like, as long as you get up every day, try your best, be a good person, and don't expect shit from nobody, you know? You can't be entitled, bro. You gotta work. And that's where I've put my brain, bro, after all this time. So I'm just, like I said, man, forever grateful. I can't believe. Don't ever say you can't believe. I've been doing that shit, but I always catch myself. I can believe, because I'm doing it, just like you can do it. So this has been a little bit of an extended 5 minutes and 6 seconds, man. Like I said, I don't do them public. But if you're looking for them, man, you can go on to Spotify, Inside the Mind of Scotty. You type that in, or you can just type in 5MIN06SEC. If you're a very good person, you have a good relationship with your father, your kids, stay that way. You are someone. Stay the way you are. If someone tell you, you must say, nah. That's my homie, bro, from Germany too, or from Austria. But yeah, man, I'm gonna go inside, and yeah, man, have a good day, and don't let anybody tell you can't do what you want, man. So, Jayla and Lincoln, I love you so much, and I can't wait to see you. Testarossi, shout out my brother. Red Room, shout out my brother. And I don't know, man, I'll see you guys soon. Peace.